A reading from the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verses 1 to 7. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." Then he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." He said to them, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life. Those who are victorious will inherit all this, and I will be their God, and they will be my children."
Thank you, Hilary. This is obviously called Remembrance Sunday, Remembrance Day. What does it mean for you to remember? The very word is interesting, isn't it? To remember, to put together members again. And we do that in our minds as we think. How do you help yourself remember things? Some ways are good and some are less good. My dad used to put a little rubber band on his finger. And I always remember one day he was really ill and his finger really swelled up. And it was actually on his wedding ring finger. And he'd put it on and forgotten and sort of cut off the blood supply. And he had to go to hospital. It was really exciting as a child. I enjoyed that. So I've always remembered, but I don't know what he was actually trying to remember. So ultimately not that successful. How many of you use Post-it notes? Okay, some of you there. Alarm clocks. I had one called Big Ben when I was a student, and it was just ferociously loud, and it helped me remember I do need to get up, because if it's not loud enough, you're not motivated enough, you're just good. So how many of you put an alarm clock somewhere away from your bed so that you do get it? Okay, I'm nearly on my own on that one then. And actually, the wedding ring, it reminds me wherever I am, whoever I'm with, I'm married. That it's meant to be a reminder to me as well as a signal to others. But churches, the Christian church, takes remembering really seriously. And we've got several special ways to remember Jesus. So we've got the water of baptism. We've got a font at the back there, but we often use this portable one and put it there. And if someone says they want to be a follower of Jesus, it's really fun because if it's a baby, I just hold them underwater for a little while, see how that goes. But really, it's not about the depth of the water. It's about the depth of commitment that God has made to us. And the basic image is of being washed clean. And so water helps us remember we are able to be forgiven. We can be made clean because of what Jesus did. So that reading that we had from the last book of the Bible, Revelation 21, and it, wow, the world seems so different from that. It's not there yet, but it's journeying. It'll get there because what Jesus did was, it is finished. He did it on the cross. He accomplished it. And then in some other services, we take bread and wine. And just as... I mean, it's a lovely feeling. I don't know the longest you've ever been without food. I was once very ill in hospital, and for a long time I couldn't eat and drink. And I remember having sort of hallucinations of having a drink. Of Fanta it was, actually. The other products are available. But I was a young boy and I was very ill, and I just remember the longing. And it's a great thing when you're longing. And Jesus said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst, for they will be filled, they'll be satisfied. And in a way, when we come to communion, we take bread and we take wine, and we remember, oh yes, it's good to feed on the life that is in God through Jesus. But this Sunday, we're remembering, not just Jesus, but remembering something special and different. And many of us are wearing a poppy. Is there anyone who's not wearing a poppy? No, you better not, you'll be lynched. But so most of us are wearing a poppy, and we're doing it to try to remember something maybe that you didn't see or witness, but that you've just heard about second or third hand. So what are you remembering with a poppy? Well, the red, I suppose, primarily speaks to me of blood. The colour, you can't escape the fact that blood. I've just remembered, actually, I've had a flashback. When I was at school, I was with, there was a class bully, but he had a phobia of blood. And I just remember several class were in biology, blood, just the word blood being mentioned, and he fell off his chair. It was great. I loved it. But just seeing a poppy reminds us of the colour of blood. It reminds us of the very many young men, mainly, who died in wars, especially the First World War, but also from the mud of the Flanders trenches, etc. That's where the first flowers that grew. So it was somehow also a sign of hope amidst the blood and the mud. Now, I'm quite excited that today, I do like to bring in a visual aid occasionally, so this is the one for today. Some of you will know what this particular poppy is. This was from a poppy from the Tower of London display. How many of you, out of interest, did actually go up to the Tower of London and see this? Okay, so not an awful lot, but some. I wasn't able to get there, but shortly afterwards, each one of these represents, there were 888,246. And that number is significant because that is the exact number of British men who died in the First World War. Just the men, just the British from one war. It's a staggering amount, and each of these represents a unique life. And there were so many. It was so beautiful. And if you go online, you can still see the impossibly large numbers involved. It's sort of beautiful, but so tragic and overwhelming. So I was given this one by someone I didn't know they were going to. They went up, and they just felt that as I was a priest in my previous parish, he wanted me to have it. So it was unasked, undeserved, and a complete gift. And I suppose I feel like that about some of the lives given in war. Unasked, undeserved, but a complete gift for others. And so, of course, today we want to remember their sacrifice. Because it's ceramic, I treat it very carefully. It's a bit fragile, like a human life. But there's a certain irony, because we sang the first hymn, which many of you might know. Some of you might never have heard of it before. O God, our help in ages past. And it's often sung on Remembrance Day in the sort of big services at the cenotaph, etc., and in the abbeys. But you may not know, there was a verse that was left out. Wonder if you noticed it. You might realize why it was left out when you read it. Verse 5 goes like this: Time, like an ever-rolling stream, bears all its sons away. They fly forgotten as a dream dies at the opening day. And the British Legion, for their order of service, don't want us to sing it. For quite obvious reasons, because it's saying, actually, in the course of time, though we're saying we're going to remember, ultimately it's a bit of a doomed attempt at doing that. Not because we're lazy, but time, like an ever-rolling stream, bears all its sons away. Everyone is going to die, and our memories will die with us. And so it's rather poignant to sing that on Remembrance Day, and we don't, because we're all going to say we will remember them. And we're going to try and do that, but we make a promise to remember when we can't ultimately fulfill it. Not because we don't want to, but because we too will die and in our turn be forgotten. That's a bit gloomy, isn't it? It was going well till now. But I also remember Jesus, just before he died on the cross, said to a man really close to him who was in great pain and fear, that man called out, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Is there a way, Jesus, you could remember me? And Jesus said something really surprising, considering he was on a cross just about to die as well. He said, "I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. I will remember you." And my experience as a follower of Jesus is that he's always true to his word. He is faithful in remembering. 2,500 years ago, there was a prophet whose poetry is in the Old Testament, Isaiah. And on behalf of God, he makes an appeal. He says, "Can a mother forget her child? Is that ever going to happen?" And then he suddenly realizes, actually, it does sometimes. Well, though she may forget, even if a mother happens to be a bit rubbish, I won't forget you. God says, "See, I have engraved you on the palm of my hands. Even if other people forget, I will not forget you." And they, oh, that's another way. I used to remember things by writing them on my hand. Anyone else a fan of doing that? You know, because you hope you're not going to lose that. So you're going to, it's a reminder on your very skin. And that's rather encouraging, because that's exactly what God seems to do as well. God remembers us through the scars on the hands of Jesus. I believe that when Jesus died on the cross, he wasn't dying because he'd done anything wrong, but because I have, and all of us have. But that if we say, like the dying thief, "Jesus, remember me," if we put our trust in him, "Lord, I know I'm not much, but all that I am, you can have," Jesus says, "You're welcome." It's such a good deal. I genuinely can't understand why everyone doesn't want to be a follower of Jesus. There's really no downside. It's all about his gift to us, unasked and undeserved. That's what Jesus did on the cross. And so today we remember. We remember Jesus, just as we remember those whose lives were cut short in serving us and their country. And we think of not only those who've died in world wars, but in all subsequent conflicts. So some of you will remember there were 255 people who died in the Falklands from our services, 47 in the First Gulf War, 179 in Iraq, 456 in Afghanistan, 757 in Northern Ireland, and other places too. We will try to remember them, but actually, the truth is, it's important we keep their names and speak them aloud and keep silence too in a moment to honour them, but to be remembered forever, only God can do that. Only God can do that. And to be remembered in eternity, we need to take up his invitation to place our lives into his scarred hands. Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever, for Jesus is the resurrection and the life. So, Lord, we confess that we are forgetful. We sometimes remember rubbish and forget the stuff that really matters. So would you meet us here today? Please help us to remember the things that matter most, and thank you that you remember us. He said, in Jesus' name, amen.